Hello.
Hi, is Robin there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Robin? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? She can hear, right, Adam?
What? Like, is she deaf?
Yeah, she's a hearing person.
Okay. Oh. I just wanted to check and make sure because she couldn't hear me there. I'm going to try and call back.
You guys.
I don't know why she would have a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Why Adam would invite her to karaoke just to, like, rub it in her face.
Yeah, no wonder she's not calling back, Adam, you jerk.
Oh, my gosh, Duval.
Trust me, I'm singing this amazing.
All right, here we go. I'm trying to call her again. Obviously, there was a problem with the connection.
What is wrong with you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Robin there?
Speaking.
Hey, Robin, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5.
Hey.
What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, I'll just be straight up with you. Somebody emailed us and wants us to get a hold of you to find out why you're not getting back to them.
Okay.
It's a guy named Adam. Do you remember going on a date with him?
Yeah.
Do you think he remembers going on a date with you? I know he was drunk.
He was.
Okay.
I think so. We had a really good time.
So you did have a good time with Adam?
Yeah, it was cool. It was nice.
You didn't even mind his high kick during his karaoke performance?
No, actually, that was hilarious.
Okay.
Wow.
If you had a good time, why aren't you calling him back?
I don't know. I just thought, you know, it was just like a one-time thing type of deal.
Did he do something stupid while he was drunk?
Oh, yeah, he definitely did stupid stuff while he was drunk. He tried to kiss me, and he was, like, pausey, like, you know, tried to touch me or whatever during the date. But it was funny.
Oh, my God.
So, did that bother you? It doesn't sound like that bothers you, though.
Normally, it would bother me, but after you see him fall on the stage, like, I realized he was way, like, overserved.
Robin, you're awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go on a date with you.
So, you had a fun time. You're not mad about his drinking. Why do you not want to go on a date with him? I am baffled.
There's a secret that I have that I just didn't tell him, you know?
A secret that you have?
Yeah, and it's not a boyfriend. Can you believe that?
That's what I was going to say.
Are you actually Rob and not Robin?
Yeah. No.
Roberto.
What it is that I have a baby, and so I never told him that.
Oh.
What? You have a baby?
Hey, Robin. Adam is on the phone right now. He just heard everything you said.
Oh.
You have a baby?
Well, it doesn't even matter.
Was that the baby in the background?
Yeah, that's him in the background. I'm actually trying to feed him now.
Oh. How old is he?
Oh, he's like 5 weeks old.
That's
five weeks. Wow.
Hold on. You had a baby 5 weeks ago? That's not something that you would tell me?
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, now I have to talk about it, and I really didn't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I just wanted to go out and have a good time.
No, I don't know what you mean. That's kind of a talking point.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go out and have a good time. I didn't want to get all deep, you know?
Well, apparently you got pretty deep.
So you were just enjoying the night off from watching your baby, and you had fun, and you just aren't interested in going out again. Is that it?
I mean, it's like this. If he really likes me, he'll quit partying so much and stay home and watch the baby with me, then sure, I'll go out with him.
Wait a second. Hold on. How are you going to look for somebody to try and, like, make me completely change who I am and not even say who you are, not even like on your dating profile?
I'm just saying, if you want to go out again, those are the rules, those are the stipulations. And besides, I didn't call you four times after the date. You called me. So.
Wait, oh my gosh.
Where's the baby daddy at?
He's not at the karaoke bar, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Where's he at?
I mean, he's around, but he's not, you know, really relevant. So it didn't really matter.
So he's not in the...
There's a guy who's around and you're going out on a date with me?
Well, he's around enough to watch
what's
the baby.
The point
of that? I mean, in that instance, you better be glad he's around because otherwise I couldn't have gone out.
He was watching the baby. I don't think she means he's around like he's a boyfriend. He's around like he's still taking care of his kid. That happens, man.
I feel like I'm on Jerry Springer a little bit.
I feel like I'm on Jerry Springer a little bit.
I'm not the one that called the radio station. You did. You know, it wasn't me. It was you. I just wanted to go out and just have, like, a fun, crazy night out, and we met, and it was cool. Don't put it on me.
You know what? There's other websites for that kind of thing.
Right. Adam, what you may have felt like was a connection may have just been your paternal instincts kicking in. New. Going to be a father. Hey, you guys, we will send you out on a second date. We'll pay for it if you'd like to go out again. Robin, you interested in going out with Adam again? Have a good time?
I mean, if he can adhere to the stipulations, yeah.
Adam?
Those are some steep stipulations.
Look, I really like you, and I'd be open to seeing where it goes. I just don't want to feel like, you know, there's absolutely no point in seeing each other again if I'm not going to commit to you forever on a second date.
So he wants to go out again and give it another shot.
Robin, that's a pretty good offer right there.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, we can see, you know. I just don't want to do anything major or anything serious. You know, we can go out on a second date. That sounds cool.
Perfect.
Nice.
We'll send you guys out again. That's awesome. Yes. I really didn't expect you guys to agree to a second date, but that's cool.
Make sure you guys schedule a night that your baby daddy can babysit.
You know what? Along with us paying for the date, I will offer my services as a babysitter. Robin?
Run, Robin.
Pro bono for free. I'll watch that little tyke. Is that what they're called?
You know, you can't just put them in a closet, right?
No, you don't. You just throw some food on the floor and they're good.